Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, welcome along. It is another Glory Days, PJ and Jim's podcast. Glory Days, of course, is what we call it. It's a little bit of the best stuff from the week that was. It's a little bit of the best stuff that wanders out of PJ's head just on the spur of the moment.
Yes.
It's all that. That's well, what Glory Days ultimately is. Oh, isn't it?
And these are Glory Days, by the way, aren't they? I can't get enough of the sunshine at the moment and everything. I can't get enough of it. Sitting there bathing like a lord in the back garden, even though I'm just surrounded by grey cement and drinking fizzies and having a ridiculous time. I'm literally, I couldn't be further from a lord, but I feel like one, Jim.
Yeah.
Feel like one.
Well, then, so you should. It's amazing the difference, isn't it? That, I know we're obsessed with weather. It's like we've said that, and we know it. We accept it as Irish people.
I know.
I'm not quite sure it is purely an Irish thing, by the way. Just, I think lots of people get obsessed with weather. But anyway,
I think,
we are obsessed by it. But it does. It's just so different.
It makes it feel so different. Everything about it does. I was sitting in the back yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Now I was sitting on L weeds on an L deck chair thing. Not even a deck chair, garden chair. That's not even comfortable. The springs sticking in me hole and everything, and I'm there. And I had a couple of bottles of cider that I don't even drink. I don't even like cider. And the sun is in my face, and a broken pair of sunglasses hanging off my head.
Let's just go back to how this started.
Yeah.
You were saying you feel like a lord.
Yeah, like a
and
lord.
And so far, all I've heard is broken sunglasses, uncomfortable chair that was sticking in your hole, drinking cider you don't like in a weed-covered garden.
And I was as happy as a Russian billionaire.
As lords go.
Like a Russian billionaire, I felt. I never felt better. I think it's the best I've felt in ages.
Wow.
It was like I was swilling away.
Imagine if your sunglasses weren't broken, if your chair was comfortable, if you had a drink you like, and if there wasn't any weeds.
I don't think I could have handled it.
You'd have exploded,
man. I don't think I could have handled it. I was wearing dirty shorts and everything because I had to. No, I didn't shite myself or anything. I was wearing dirty shorts because I was cleaning the shed. Yeah, before this happened. But I mean,
was there no one of those things that were wrong that you could have fixed? Could you not have sort of said, I think I'll get myself a more comfortable chair, or maybe I'll actually get myself something to drink that I like feckin' drinking?
I don't know. It was very spur of the moment. I was afraid the clouds would go. I'll come arrive and it will cover the sun.
If you are selling that to me, right? If you're listen, Jim, come here. It's going to be lovely today. Come round to the house, will you? I tell you what, we'll sit in the weeds, right? I've got this chair for you. It'll be really uncomfortable. The springs stick in your arse and everything.
Yeah.
And I've got this cider. It's awful now, but anyway. And listen, sure, I'll even give you a pair of sunglasses I have, because I know you used to me, they're feckin' broken.
They're broke, yeah. You have to rest them on your face like that.
How does that sound? Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I'll be straight there.
Yeah, and do you know what? You wouldn't have turned up. And do you know what? You'd be all the poorer for it. You'd be all the poorer for it. You would have missed out. You would have missed out. You would have missed out. I would have been saying, you're lucky you had these shit things happen. Because if these shit things didn't happen, you would have been so happy you'd have passed out and missed the whole show. Anyway. Yeah. That's how good it was.
But the point of the matter was that you're proving the point that literally, despite broken sunglasses, uncomfortable chair, cider you don't like, and a weed-covered garden, the sun was shining, so all was right in the world.
All was right in the world. Now, I did burn me knees as well, but that didn't matter.
Sorry, I forgot your dirty shorts.
Me dirty shorts and me burnt knees. I burnt me knees. I forgot to put the factor 50 on the knees, so I got a bit scalded there.
Wow.
Which is making the trousers.
You know how to live, don't you?
Tell you something.
You know how to live.
Tell you. I don't mean to show off or anything, but every so often, Jim, every so often I let loose, and this is what happens.
I don't want to rub your nose in my celebrity lifestyle.
I don't want to be fucking with your head here. I'm just saying that this, every so often I let loose and this is what happens.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, I think if I wanted to, I could live like that every day.
Were you social mediaing this? Was there any Twittering or Instagramming?
No, there was nothing.
Going on?
I was still.
You weren't doing, because you know the way, a lot of those people, you might get, you might get a Kim Kardashian or something taking photographs in our hot tub, LA, whatever she lives, mansion place and all that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You might get a touch of that, or people showing off their designer kind of gear. You know what I mean? Their designer sunglasses.
For sure,
maybe.
Yeah.
Just
wearing their Estee Lauders or whatever it is. they'd be doing all that. Yeah.
You weren't looking at yourself thinking, hey, baby, this is how to live.
No, I took a couple of selfies, but honestly, I just looked drunk. It wasn't. It was. I'll give. I'll grant it. It wasn't aesthetically very pleasing. for anybody.
Right.
It wasn't aesthetically very pleasing. Yes, I get your point. Yeah. So I didn't.
I just think it would have been the greatest. Living the dream, baby.
Living the dream. Yeah.
And tagging all those things you don't like.
Yeah. Hashtag dirty shorts. Hashtag wish you had my weeds. Yeah. Hashtag, that sort of stuff.
Awful cider.
Hashtag warm over sweet cider. Making my smile wider. Yeah, all that sort of crash. Yeah.
Jesus, man, I tell you something.
Yeah,
you're a serious influencer.
And then I went in and made a really big healthy dinner. I was so locked I don't remember eating it. But anyway, you can't have it all. You can't have it all. So you can only have so much.
Right.
You know, there you
go. It did get eaten though. You think it got disappeared. It's gone somewhere.
Must have gone somewhere.
You are the dog had it. Somebody had it.
Well, maybe the dog had it. It's gone. Not in the house anyway.
Yeah.
Very lovely now. Very lovely. Got the smell off, it was wonderful. I remember cooking and thinking, that's going to be gorgeous.
And then suddenly there was a minor blackout.
And then I'm here. And then I'm here with you.
Right, yeah. Well, listen, based on your memory not being maybe up to what it should be, here's a few memories from during the week, right? We're going to give you a few of the best bits. You can look forward to hearing the great Jason Byrne, who joined us on the show. And revealed a few details about PJ along the way. That'll bring back a few memories. Also, we had the man that was supposedly the grumpiest cafe owner in the country.
Yeah, the crankiest cafe man in Ireland.
Exactly, yeah. He was on the show during the week, so you'll get to hear that again. And also, of course, maybe for me, I don't know whether to call it the high point or the low point of the week, PJ's revelations about becoming a fan. A fan. Of Love Island.
It's the greatest thing.
Yeah. I'm even more episodes in now.
The
fact of you being into Love Island.
Yeah.
Sitting there in your dirty shorts and your weed covered garden with your uncomfortable chair and your, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all the bits and pieces. Yeah.
Like it's quite a juxtaposition. It's quite a comparison to
it's
beautiful people, you know what I'm saying?
I know. They only wish they had it as good as me, Jim. They only wish. In your dreams, Love Islanders. In your dreams.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
It's a very momentous occasion because I tell you, in fact, you know how momentous it is?
How momentous, yeah.
It is because it's this momentous. Listen to this. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time. It goes a bit weird there. I'm going to get rid of that, right?
Yeah.
But this is the time we have our first official studio guest.
Ever?
And it is one and only Jason Byrne.
Listen.
PJ, Jim.
Listen. I just want to say, this is live radio, and that normally when you come in, the minute you sit down, people go, we haven't got time. So you've already wasted.
Well, that's all right.
20 seconds of what we need, the message we need to get across.
Oh, my God.
It's our big occasion.
What are you saying? Dare you? That was a beautiful moment to share with you.
And the other thing I freaked out about, because I mean, this is a great station, it's brilliant, but, I haven't had any gig or any income for a year and a half, but I had to pay a tenner to the tunnel.
Oh, that's a pox.
I forgot.
Yeah,
I was there going, where's the £3 number?
The brilliant Jason Byrne is with us for kind of serious reasons, but in among those serious reasons is a fair bit of crack because he's with us because of this. Now, are we calling it a festival? Or what are we calling it, Jason?
Oh, God. I'm just, my brain's been like PJ's. It just changes his mind every second.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This could go anywhere now.
We're not great. Because actually, I was watching Pete, because here we go, we're changing the mind already. I was watching Pete's DIY show, right? Which to me, myself, has been tearful because I worked with him for years.
Which I fully intend to get to, by the way. There's a couple of stories there I need to get straight from the horse's mouth from you.
Yeah, well, one thing we did was, do you remember we spent ages building a shelf? We actually spent 2 weeks and the boss went mad because we wouldn't do our job because we were going, we need shelves for our tools.
We were determined to make the shelf happen. Yeah.
We built it out of from scratch. But it was remember, it was an earthquake shelf.
It was, yeah. As in, it was completely impervious to earthquakes because no matter what way the ground went, this thing could bounce around with it, yeah.
It went left to right.
Brilliant.
You could push it and it would sway left to right because we never tighten it in the middle.
Lovely.
We didn't really understand that was what you're supposed to do.
Just out of curiosity, did it work as a shelf? Like, did that stay on it?
No.
Not really.
It went at an angle.
Yeah, it went at an angle.
Stuff stayed on one side.
Yeah.
And then went to the other. Come here, listen. Yeah. How many times do you reckon you've electrocuted PJ Gallagher, Jason Bourne?
I don't know.
Officially, come on radio, announce how many times
how many
would you
times
say
I electrocuted
have you electrocuted
you
that
no, one?
I can't say. And anyway, that's probably, I'll probably get sued now.
Well, we used to, by him. He's
okay,
standing there.
But can I say that? Yeah, well, now and again, PJ will be working on something and then he'd just leap in the air, which would be funny. And I'd be behind him.
Yeah,
I'd be behind
somebody
him.
Somebody may or may not have electrocuted him.
I don't know. I might have had a bear wire in my hand and I was just. I was just trying to wire a plug. The plug must have fallen on the ground and I must have rubbed off PJ's elbow as I was going down to get the plug.
One of the favourite stories for the people here is when we were saying that I was talking about how you used to put the plug in and tie it on my toolbox or around the spanner.
Yeah.
And I would get electrocuted when I was picking up. And also the time you did nothing to me. I was just so used to being electrocuted that you were standing behind me and I was doing the, I left the plug in and took the socket end out. And then I put my fingers on both ends, blew myself up and turned around to you and went, oh yeah, real funny, yeah. And then went back and did it again because I was such a tick.
Yeah, and anybody listening, don't try this at home because you're not stupid like me and PJ. The one time I felt really bad what I did to PJ, which I didn't know because we were in the pub because we used to get paid on a Thursday, right? We get paid on a Thursday. Remember we got 60 quid, PJ?
Yeah.
60 quid a week. No wonder nobody else would work there. So we went there and we were like children. We were just going, what are we going to do today, PJ? Right? So anyway, we went to the pub and we had some food and then I put pepper down PJ's jocks just messing. I didn't know what to do.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Do you remember? I thought you had to go to hospital.
I thought, yeah.
Wow, did you have a really burning...
It went right into...
Oh, my God.
His junk went on fire.
It went on fire, yeah. I was in bad way. I was in an awful thing for ages.
Do you know when your best mate is sick and you can't stop laughing but you're trying to help him?
Yeah.
I was doing that.
I completely concur. I thought it was gone.
I thought my area was finished, I thought I was going to have an amputation of the area.
Yeah.
But it was just caught. It didn't only happen in the warehouse where he worked, and as I said, in the pub. But I tried. This is one of the most. I paid, and PJ paid, for an electronics engineering course at night because we said we'd go and do electrics, right?
Right.
We get a degree or some sort of.
Yeah, top one to improve ourselves.
So PJ is sitting beside me, and we had to make a little circuit board, and he's just looking at me. He's not even trying. He's just looking at me, right? And he's watching me putting a little circuit board together. And just as about to finish it, he just take it off me and take all the wires out real slowly and give it back to me.
Yeah, I was there, we're not doing this anymore, man. We have to go to the pub.
And I was going, PJ, I'm trying to get an electronic engineering degree. He's going, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
I was there, come on ahead, yeah. I'm going to come here every week until you give up.
How close did you get to an electronics degree, Jay?
That was about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Week and a half.
Yeah,
that was money well spent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It came out of the 60 quid a week. It was hard. Yeah.
I keep saying the only thing we could do is actually write a book on the warehouse. That's probably the easiest thing, PJ. The two of us.
Yeah. This is why we both ended up in jobs that are literally not jobs, you know.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. A book called The Warehouse.
Yeah.
Would be fantastic.
But then there was a time his lung collapsed when we were in there, and I thought he was messing. And he says, please make me a cup of tea. And I was like, yeah. And I was kicking him and everything. And I was so sure he was lying that I kept kicking him and laughing at him until the ambulance picked him up. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry.
Wait, whoa. Did you say you kept kicking him?
Well, I was like hitting him and all.
So he had a collapsed lung.
I thought he was pulling a sickie. Nobody got sick when we were that young.
Yeah, no, I was the boy who cried wolf, so was PJ. You know what I mean? Like, we would easily collapse down in front of each other and go, oh, my God, I don't feel well.
Yeah.
I'd be going, yeah, whatever.
Our boss would literally come in and say, can you do this? And you go, oh, me heart.
Oh. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble.
I'm in big trouble, yeah.
You are, because, ladies and gentlemen, right, PJ Gallagher, I mean, how many times can we say the amount of talent this man has and his skills and the various feathers in his various caps? But, I mean, you know, among this, there's a dark past, okay? There's a dark past that involved Sex and the City. You were addicted to Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Desperate Housewives. There is his sort of penchant for cheese-tastic music.
I love Johnny Logan's and Michael Bolton's and all.
You know.
Well, you say cheese-tastic music. I say rock and roll gods.
I concur on the music. And, you know, but I mean, like, in fairness, I thought we'd hit pretty much an all-time low when he confessed that his relationship with the girls from Sex and the City, you know, he couldn't miss an episode. You're addicted. You're a proper fan.
It is the best show that's ever been. Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
We're about to plumb new depths.
This is as low as I've ever gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night, PJ Gallagher watched Love Island.
And loved it.
I loved it. Cheeky escapism, exploitative reality, tat, harbinger of civilization's imminent downfall. These are all different things the Irish Times said it may or may not be. What do I think it is? Fantastic. I've never seen it before. It was on, I've never seen an episode. It was on, the last time it was on was January 2020.
Right.
And it was supposed to have been, you know, it was what it was, I guess. And people were never stopping talking about it. And I was like, this is rubbish. Why are they talking about this?
It is a strange phenomenon because it is one of those things. Right?
My God.
It's so big. And thankfully, I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, I'm
so
telling
far.
You, Jimmy, I love it.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Don't
attempt to drag me down the dark alley of despair.
Please, Jim.
That you're trying to.
Please,
that
Jim.
Didn't work with your chocolate orange Toblerone. It's not going to work on me
but
and
please,
Love Island.
Please, though.
Right? But, like, it's so huge that
it's huge.
All of the newspapers
I didn't get
every
it.
Day.
Yeah.
And social media explodes
yeah.
with it when it happens. And you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's almost, it's like the Euros.
It's like the Euros.
I mean, even if you weren't a football fan, there are certain things that are just unavoidable. You have to know they're happening. Love Island's one of those things.
Love Island's one of those things, and I have to say now I get it.
What,
I watched it last.
You
I watched the
it.
First one. I didn't know, I had no idea how it worked. I thought they just literally put these 10 people on an island and let them do whatever they wanted to do to each other and they all got together and then whatever.
Right.
I didn't realise there was a format. It's a game. It's a system. It's a cutthroat, in-depth, tear your heart apart, look at the horribleness of modern day dating.
Will I give you a little bit of a high then? Will I give you a little bit of this? That is the sound that would strike fear into the heart of many
normal
an intelligent
people.
Person.
I know, but it's, I tell you, do you know what it is? It does get you. It gets you. Do you know why?
Why?
It's very tense. There's a lot of personalities involved. People know they're playing
into
the
camera. So what did I miss then? What did I miss last
so
night?
They take,
now, not that I really want to know, to be truthful, but go on, tell me anyway.
For those, I'll give you a summary of the first episode because I don't want to ruin the second one, right, for people
right.
who haven't seen it. So for a summarization, right?
Right.
They get five women come out and they interview them, you get to know them. Then they bring five lads out one by one and they pick who they want to be with at the start of this show.
Right.
And oh my God, the politics of it all is tremendous. So the men come out and a woman steps forward, and when she steps forward, the man can then choose to go with her, or he can choose another woman.
Wow.
One of the women that didn't pick him. And then the women can change their minds. So you have this shuffled deck of unbelievable sort of burdening relationships, right? And there was this unbelievable moment, Jim. An unbelievable moment where a fella walked out and a woman picked him and he picked her. And then another fella came out and she decided, nah, I'm having some of that instead of this. And then he turned her down because he chose someone else. And then she says, no way, I have to go back to the fella I was with in the first place. And he looked at her and he was like, it's all right. But we all knew it wasn't all right. I mean, seriously, Jim, don't tell me that's not the most intriguing story you've ever heard in your life.
My God, man.
Do you know what I mean?
I lost.
And don't get me started on the end of it. When another woman was thrown into the mix and they says to all the couples, come on out the front if you'd like a different date you haven't even seen. Oh, episode two will sum that one up for you like a heartbeat. It makes Sex in the City and Desperate Housewives in the Halfpenny Place. This thing is all, because do you know why?
It's real, Jim.
Oh, my God.
It's real life.
I just realised, I don't know you at all.
Jim. Puts the Euros or nothing on it. Euros or nothing on it. Get into it.
Stand in the corner.
You'll thank me tomorrow.
I gotta tell you, man, there's still a certain surge out there in relation to your Love Island revelation.
I'm shocked that it's been received so badly.
This possibly sums it up.
Love Island, a show directed at people who like drama and bitching and usually have the IQ of a budgie or a goldfish. PJ, I suggest you have a long lie down and when you get up, have a war with yourself and get a big bowl of coddle into you.
I think wise words there. Wise words.
That.
Just see who that, if I can find a name for who came in. That, no name associated with that, but still. Wise words, I think, PJ.
Wise
you know
words.
What I mean?
I think it's very harsh.
I mean, John sent us in a picture. He says, this says it all, Jim. It's a picture of somebody putting Tabasco into their eyes.
You're basically saying he'd rather squash Tabasco into his eyes than watch it.
Pretty much. Telling
you,
yeah.
It's great watching it. Tell you, I'm quite happy to give the attention seekers their time, yeah. It seems.
Nicky's been on as well. The fact PJ admits to looking at that tripe is shocking. Tells me he looks at the likes of Corrie and Emmerdale and all the soaps as well. Sad, PJ, sad.
Someone else called me a winker, and I'm pretty sure they spelt it wrong.
Yeah.
Did they?
I don't know. I didn't see that one. I didn't see
that
one.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably for the best.
I was in anyway. The audio.
But anyway, so there you go. Yeah, sorry. For those of you who missed it, PJ admitted to not only watching an episode of Love Island last night, but liking it.
It's brilliant.
Enjoying it.
I loved it.
Becoming a fan. He's hooked.
I'm not even going to. I'm actually delighted there's no football now till Friday because I can get to catch up.
It's so scary.
There you go
so
now.
So scary.
Everybody.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Look at that.
Talk about a change of tack. Wait,
said with
this.
A smile, Jim. Fair play to
exactly.
You. Look at that. You're always one
all
to
giving,
deliver.
All giving, all generous, all good.
All good all the time. And I'm reading a story about this guy called, he's described in the newspaper actually as Grouchy Tommaso Spinato. He's become a bit of a cult figure apparently in Greystones in County Wicklow, right? Mm. He runs this this fantastic, and it does seem to be a pretty fantastic cafe called Cafe Della Stella.
Right.
Or Della Stella, you might say.
Yeah.
And in Greystones.
I wonder where that is now, because I'm, you know, familiar enough with Greystones.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm being honest with you. I do know it's on Church Road, the popular
right.
Church Road is there.
Oh,
it is,
right, okay.
If you know that. He's obviously really, really good at what he does. He's won so many awards for his coffee, for his food and everything, yeah?
Yeah.
But apparently he's the grouchiest man. His TripAdvisor is fantastic. So the complaints on his TripAdvisor about him being sort of grouchy. One of them says, the 56... Oh, they always give the name. I'm not even going to do that. They say he was extremely rude. While another said how he complained about our order to our faces when we made it. Someone else, another dissatisfied customer said she was given short shrift when she refused to take her... He refused to take her order. And then he just looked at his watch and goes, ah, you know what? I'm closing early. Come on.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And the good thing is they went to him and asked him about it, right?
Yeah.
They went to Tommaso. And he's there saying, what's the story? He goes, look, I can promise my patrons to get great coffee or tasty breakfast, but they're not getting the service with a smile from me, he says. Yeah, he goes, I work very hard here. I'm winding people up, helps me through the day. So there's a few complaints, and if they complain, they can stay gone. I don't want to see them come back. And if they try and come back, I'll order them to get out.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah.
Now,
love this guy.
Naturally, when faced with such an extraordinary character, well, there was only one thing we could do. So, Tommaso, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'll tell you something. You sound like a really nice guy to me. I don't know where all of this furore is coming about.
Are you happy with the customers?
People are saying that if they don't leave a tip big enough, that no. They get a complaint from you or a lifetime ban.
No, I don't think so. Complain anyone. The people are lacking.
There's a famous story here, apparently, that at one stage somebody complained about the food and you walked them up to the kitchen and says, make your own food. I mean, is that
true, Tommaso?
No, that's not true.
No, that's all.
not true.
I have a feeling. So listen, do you think you're a really nice guy?
Of course.
Of course you do.
Yeah, so you, and then these all these people that say you don't give service with a smile, they're just spoofers, then,
no,
aren't they?
No, never smile for the customers, never.
Never smile for
never.
The customers.
Oh, right, okay. Is that all right? Is there any particular reason why?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to be soft?
No.
Right, okay. You like the hard man, Tommaso. I like it. And come here, listen. Do you like your customers at all?
I like it when the customers,
you know. Do you like it when, you just like it when they pay,
yeah,
maybe, is it?
Nice customers.
Yeah, they are nice customers, okay.
Yeah.
But they're still not getting
smiled. They're still
smiled.
Not getting smiled at, no.
Right. No.
No, that's it.
Well, what I love about this is, in spite of it all, Tommaso, you've got a reputation that you do, like, you've won awards for the 5 years in a row of having the best coffee, 3 years in a row of having the best food, and you still can't be bothered giving it to anyone with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
So let me just finally ask you this. Are you a happy man, Tommaso?
Are you happy man, yeah.
Oh, well then, that's all that matters.
There
that's
you go,
all that
very
matters.
Good.
Nobody needs to smile. He's a happy man.
No, no.
Listen, thank you for talking to us.
You're
I know
welcome.
You're busy. Take care. Have a good
thank
day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. He's flat out. He's no time for us at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got more important things to be doing than talking to two buffoons.
I tell you something, yeah. He didn't even turn the radio down, and it wasn't even us.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, some of the best bits from the week that was Jason Byrne and Tommaso and Love Island and all this. Has that thing continued, by the way, that Love Island thing? Have you watched any more of it?
Oh, I watched bits of it, yeah, yeah. There was one of them thrown out now and I couldn't believe it. It blew my mind that she was the one to go. I don't want to do any spoilers.
Right.
But the one that...
Chances are, by the time people are listening to this, it long since has failed to be a spoiler.
Grand, it was the Scottish one. I couldn't believe it. I literally, I was, you know, she was so popular. Yeah. Well, not even just amongst the gentlemen in the in this island place.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Very popular. Yeah. It's very... Jim, I'm telling you, you have to give it a look.
I don't have to.
Ah, you do. I've no one to talk to about this. I'm going to have to join a Love Island support group.
Are you joking? I mean, it's everywhere on social media. You could probably find yourself at... Do chat rooms still exist? Is that even a thing?
A chat room in the time of social media.
What was that? That was the 90s, was it? The 80s?
Yeah, that was like pre-MySpace and all of them things.
But
chat
anyway,
room,
you'll find
gas.
You'll find some thread somewhere, Love Island thing, and you can engage with all of the other... Do they have a nickname? Are they just called Love Islanders or whatever?
I think they're just fans. Yeah, I don't think they have a name. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I will find a chat room.
A few abusive names that other people call them, but maybe not an official one.
Loads of them, yeah. Everything from arsehole, arseholes and vanity project to self-obsessed morons. All those things.
Is the people who watch it or the people who are in it?
Oh, well, we all say that, I think. You know, people say that about everybody. You know, maybe it's about the fans, yeah. Or maybe it is, in which case I'm in serious trouble. But you're that, you know yourself.
Yeah.
When am I not?
I just don't think that, you know, you'd be... At least you're not a typical Love Island fan. In other words, that if you have that preconceived notion of what one of them might be...
Yeah.
You're probably not it.
No, I'm essentially...
Having said that, I suppose the idea of a dirty outfella watching Love Island is probably not that unusual.
Dirty outfella. Tell you, do you know when I go on to my chat room later on tonight, do you know what I'm going to say about you? I'm going to say, hello! Is there anyone else here? I'm a dirty outfella, look at my company! In my chat room! Oh, God.
I think on that note, we should take our leave.
Dirty outfella. Well then, I'll pull the piddles off you. Yeah, that's what the dirty old would say that. Come here, you, I'll pull the piddler off you. Dirty old crow.
She, on the other hand, sounds like a perfect Love Island.
Yeah, she'd
fan.
Be great Love Island, wouldn't
she? Yeah.
Look at you and the 9-pack hanging off you. The big one down the bottom. Or I'll grab you by the piddler and I'll pull you stupid. Oh.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.